At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, sans Vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends there at Link Humans, where we provide data-driven employer branding. For this week, we're doing something slightly different because we are in a very different situation, the whole world. So stay with me and we're going to try and tackle some of the issues of the day. Let's start the show. So this week, I thought I'd try something a little bit different. Instead of a regular interview, I'm going to speak to my colleague, Andy, who's the COO here at Link Humans, just regarding the whole situation about this pandemic, this outbreak that is upon us, and really how employer brand can respond to this. But before I do that, I thought I'd just let you know a little bit around some of the work that we do to try and help our clients in these troubling times. So clearly, as a company, your first responsibility in a pandemic like this is with your employees and their welfare. I think things like branding, marketing, attraction may seem trivial topics in times like these. In the short term, there are clearly much more important priorities. We see companies changing their production lines to ventilators instead of the regular products they might be putting out, or increasing food production and so on. That is super important, and that is where the main priority needs to be. However, we deal with big corporates who are running large-scale programs around talent attraction, and we find that these undertakings may be slowed down or even put on pause in some cases. But knowing from previous crises and bad times, I know that they will carry on sooner or later, and I hope that will apply to you as well. And some analysts say it may take years before the economy is back to pre-crisis levels. Others say it will be quicker, but that doesn't mean there won't be talent challenges ahead. Most companies that we partner with are constantly hiring specifically tech talent. And I think with the search for antidotes, vaccines and so on, science is really at the forefront of everyone's mind now. And I would assume the need for STEM talent will increase. And also we've seen employers providing the essentials of life. So I'm thinking the basics like food, healthcare, of course, energy, telecoms. They're really ramping up their hiring. You may have noticed that Amazon is taking on another 100,000 new employees in the US to cope with an unprecedented surge in demand for online deliveries during this outbreak. And also, employer brand is, of course, more than simply talent attraction. One huge element of it is employee experience. So really, looking after the people you have within the business. And I think this will be a focal point for talent teams in the short to mid-term. Keeping your best people, developing, looking after them will be key. How is your company faring with talent in terms of supporting employees through this difficult period? How are other companies in your industry doing? What's best practice in your sector? These are the sort of questions that you might want to get answers to. And of course, in a stream of news, we also find stories such as what companies are offering sick leave, which ones aren't, particularly in the US, I've seen this. And I think this will really affect the employee reputation of these companies in the long term, especially the ones who are in the public eye. So the consumer brands, really, because everybody knows them, and they will probably lose consumers as well as not be very attracted to current employees or even prospective employees if they're not being generous on sick leave and looking after the people first and foremost. And so with the work that we do with the Employer Brand Index, we see a lot of commentary from talent around a number of topics relating to benefits, salary, well-being, flexibility, and of course, remote working. And if there's anything we've learned from previous crises, is that there will be a day of taking stock once things get back to some kind of normality. Currently here, we are having conversations with clients around how they handle this situation as employers, how this will impact the overall business reputation, and of course, how they will be perceived on the other side. So to help our clients that work in this climate, we're now embedding this as part of our standard employer brand index. Yeah, it's essentially more layers of analysis, things like analyzing sentiment around what is and what is not being done about the coronavirus situation at a particular company, giving a clear view of what candidates, employees, alumni feel about the company in a time of disruption, because this is the real acid test. Also highlighting the well-being aspect of the current situation, including themes such as self-isolation, mental health, and anxiety. So really how we're looking after people who are working from home. And also helping to understand how remote working practices are being perceived and how they can be improved, both from the way that the work is set up, from the hardware perspective perhaps, but also operationally, how people are getting feedback and how they're being managed. If there's anything else that you think would be useful in this mix, I'd be very happy to have a conversation around that. And I should also mention that we are currently working on some soon-to-be public research into how the top employers out there are being perceived during this situation, which I think will be really interesting and hopefully helpful for these companies. And it will be released in the coming days on linkhumans.com. But let's transition over to my chat with Andy and see what he has to say. So Andy, talk to us. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a crisis. Yeah. And how should employer brand teams around the world respond to this? What can they do?
Well, the first thing I think is everyone's just kind of getting used to the situation. How are we going to operate now? How do we operate effectively remotely? As you know, a lot of the people that we deal with are talent acquisition. So they're going to face a new set of problems. So it's understanding what those set of problems are. For us, you know, last time we had a downturn or a big upheaval, we were in recruitment.
Yes.
And so we have firsthand experience of how those problems will shift. You go from a market that is fairly tight to a market that is swamped with candidates, and the problems become very different. So talent acquisition now are going to gear themselves up for how do we deal with a volume candidates. I think they'll still have the same challenges of having to find the best talent in the marketplace. And there will be additional challenges around, well, how are we going to pull people out? People won't want to move. People will be extra cautious.
Yeah.
So I think the strategy will be slightly different. Also, you know, we chatted about this last week. Our experience from the last downturn was that companies that took a very short-term approach felt the pain in the longer term.
Yes.
That, you know, candidates will remember the employers that didn't look after them. They will remember the way they were mistreated. Increasingly now in the world of employer brand, online comments and reviews, those are going to be out there. As one of our clients said to us last week, you know, it's all about company reputation at the moment. That has to be maintained. So employer brand teams need to keep an eye on how they are perceived during this upheaval, the way that people are feeling about them.
Yeah, and I guess it's not you're just about candidates, the candidate experiences, the employee experience as well. And
yeah.
if you're in a really hard position where your company has to make redundancies, layoffs, then it's really about how you treat your, well, soon to be ex-employees.
Yeah.
Because they will remember that process.
Yeah. So it's all focused on the experience now. And it's really up to the teams now to understand how to capture that. I think remote, all companies have some experience of remote, but it's very different now. People are feeling a little bit locked up in their houses and a sense of disconnection from teams. So it's how can you, you know, we're having the same challenge with our team.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So we're it's all, how do you keep remote. Morale up? How do you keep some sort of sense of humour? How do you, and we have
spirit going,
the spirit going. We have, you know, calls in the morning and the evening, but we're constantly thinking about how can we add value during the day. Very, very aware of mental health.
Yeah.
So we're facing the same challenges.
And ironically, a lot of the employer brand counterparts that we deal with in companies, our clients, they are worked remotely for a long time, actually. And they work in a very remote team. So I think many of our listeners out there are pretty well adapted to working remotely. However, it's the usual office workers or production plants and people in other places of the business. They're the ones who really have changing big transitions right now. And I think for employer brand, it's really about supporting that and reinforcing what the company, how the company is supporting all these people going through that big change, both mentally and practically as well. It's all about getting the IT to be set up. And of course, every employee there will be faced with not only doing their job at home, but also in many cases looking after children.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I mean, we both have children and I've worked from home for years. Looking after children, and those are there are additional challenges there, right? So how do you incorporate that? How do you find the balance? I think there's a lot to be said about, in fact, talking to my son yesterday, he's in year 9 at school, and I said to him, it's all about creating a structure so you feel as though you have a very structured day, making sure you're doing the exercise, he's going out for runs at lunchtime.
Yep.
And also the other thing, you know, again, something else we were chatting about earlier and something that I saw a post from someone who'd just been, who'd come out of a lockdown in China, talking about how to use this time effectively. You know, we were talking about the circle of influence and the circle of concern and how the author Stephen Covey in his book, First Things First, talked about, you know, effective organizations, effective people focus on doing things they can do something about rather than burning up the energy on what they can't. So it's important that we're informed with what's going on. But at the same time, it's important not to be so totally obsessed with reading everything and watching every video. And this is something this woman in Beijing was talking about. She said, don't watch everything. Focus on the quality relationships, focus on doing the things you can do something about. And also take some, take some profit from this situation. You know, it's a chance to build and some great relationships. I mean, our conversation with our client last week was talking about how, you know, now's the time to focus on some strategy.
Yes.
The time that, he, you know, the stuff that he couldn't do when he was inundated with a daily activity in the, in the past weeks.
And I think now's a great time to partner with your internal clients, so probably talent acquisition and talent management perhaps, and really because they're, well, especially recruiting side might have reduced volume a little bit, so they can take a step back and look at the bigger picture and the strategy, and that's something I've been doing as well. I've rediscovered my writing vein in the last week. I feel like I work slightly differently when I'm at home. So it's about adapting and making the best out of the situation we can. Okay, so that was it for this week. If you are interested in learning more about the work we do, check out linkhumans.com or employerbrandindex.co, and we're very happy to just have a call with you to check in what's going on and perhaps share best experience. So feel free to reach out in this difficult time. And that is it for this week. And look forward to catching up next week. Hey, door.